Dion couldn't believe it. Not Vestara had kept her word, letting him pass freely, and perhaps stopping Not Ben from coming after him. He had hoped that no harm would befall her for helping him. He reached out into the Force, limited as his ability to do so was, and cried out to the being who had called him here. "I come! I come!" he cried silently. He edged carefully behind the jade shadow and turned to regard the plants crowding the bank. He had no weapon, but through them was the only way to get to Abeloth. He took a deep breath, his heart racing, and stepped forward. The plants did nothing. He laughed, shakily in relief. He took another step, then another, moving confidently now. They neither helped nor hindered him, behaving like ordinary plants on other worlds. Dion took it as a sign, and his spirits continued to lift. Upon reaching the top of the bank, he looked over the beach at the dozen or so frigates there, then up at the volcano. He sensed her there, waiting for him, and tears stung his eyes. Dion knew he would have to be very careful. He could not allow his enemies to follow him. He believed Not Vestara about the Not Sith supporting Abeloth, but even so, he would not put his mistress in danger. It was possible the Not Jedi might come out and see him. Slowly, although he ached to break into a run, he cleared another rise and half walked, half slid down the other side. "You what?" Luke was sitting up now, anger in his blue eyes.
"I let him go," Vestara said. "I convinced him that I was on his and Abeloth's side. He was aching to go to her, and he knew where to find her. While I was assuring him that the Sith were his and Abeloth's dear friends and supporters, I planted a tracking device on him." She fished in the pocket of her robe, held out a small piece of equipment, and wagged it at them, smiling a little. "And it's working beautifully. Did you get any insight beyond shadows?"
Ben let out a small laugh that sounded like a yelp.
"Well, you might have told us, you know."
She shrugged.
"I didn't think you'd trust me."
"I don't," Luke said. "But right now, it really is the only lead we have. We lost Fall. The spirits in the Lake of Apparitions, apparently some old enemies, had a grudge to settle. She fell into the water, and they dragged her down." Vestara shrugged again.
"I never much cared for her anyway. I dare say she had accumulated quite a lot of old enemies with grudges."
"That's probably true of every Sith," Luke said. He turned to Ben. "I think we may have an edge we can use against Abeloth, though. She seems to have a particular interest in me. I'm not sure why."
"In Jedi, or in you in particular?"
Ben asked. "Me in particular. She... Have you felt any kind of a feminine presence on the ship, Ben?" His son nodded.
"Yeah, I thought it was Mom, this being her ship and all, and you and I the only ones on it for a long time. I kind of felt she was looking after us."
"I did too," Luke said. "But I saw Mom in the lake, and she said it wasn't her." Ben gasped and drew back slightly. He didn't need confirmation on who it actually was.
"That's really creepy, Dad."
"I know," Luke said, and grimaced slightly. "But the good news is, we can use that against her."
"She did seem particularly interested in you,"
Vestara said.
They both turned to look at her.
Ben let out an exasperated sound.
"Again, Vess, why didn't you tell us?" "I didn't think it was personal. I just thought she was gravitating toward power."
Her voice was sincere, almost apologetic.
"I'm sorry. I should have said something earlier."
"Well, at least we know it's not our imaginations," Luke said. "Come on. Let's meet up with Talon and the others and follow where Vestara's hound is leading us."